Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Well, Hugh, what go together really, really well? Chardonnay and Pinot Noir, if you're a grower out in California. And what can you usually do? Charge top dollar for that.
You sure can. And I'm tired of overpaying and under-delivering. So it was kind of nice. I came across two properties, one with whom I've been familiar for a long time, which is the Landmark Vineyards, which are based in Northern California, Sonoma area. And then the other is Han Estate, which is based down in the Santa Lucia Highlands, which is going to be in the southern part of the state. And the wonderful thing about this is all four of these wines are about $25, which is for,
nice.
For good quality Pinot Noir and Chardonnay is, I think, a pretty good value. So we'll start with the Han 2015 Santa Lucia Highlands SLH is the designation on the label. Chardonnay, already told you it's about $25. This is really just classic California Chardonnay. It's going to hit all of the right notes. Forward tropical fruit, apple, vanilla, and citrus, medium-bodied, lush, good acidity and length. I mean, if you want a classic bottle of California Chardonnay, here's your animal.
How's the oakiness on it?
It's there, but it's not over the top.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, both of these producers are going to be restrained. The Pinot Noir from 2015 from Han, the SLH Pinot Noir, also $25. I actually like the Chardonnay a smidge more, but not by much. Forward cherry and plum with notes of mushroom and a sort of an earthy spiciness. Very silky texture, well layered. Again, $25, you're going to be hard-pressed to beat that. I thought it was really good.
I think your note about the texture is really telling because that's where a lot of the inexpensive Pinot Noir falls apart.
Well, I would agree with you. And the key, as far as I'm concerned with Pinot Noir, is that it should have a presence, but it should be a delicate presence. It should not be overbearing.
Yeah.
Anyway, from Landmark, this has been a great wine for years. They're Overlooked Chardonnay. I gave it a score of 92. This is going to be a little more French in style than the Han. You're going to have a toasty citrus with green apple notes and very subtle oak with a nice fine bead of crisp acidity that just makes the whole thing dance. It's just very stylish and very elegant, hence $25.
That's really impressive.
Yeah, I think so as well. And they now have, and the first time I visited this place, this is 20-some years ago, they were just getting ready to play with Pinot Noir.
Mm-hmm.
So now they have the 2015 Landmark Overlook Pinot Noir. And this is, interestingly enough, sourced partly from the Santa Barbara area, which is right near the Santa Lucia Highlands. 51% fruit from there, and then some fruit that comes from Monterey, and then some fruit that comes from Sonoma. So they're sourcing carefully. This was an interesting wine. Again, it's got that sort of delicate balance. The flavors were cherry, strawberry, pomegranate with a little bit of subtle spice, medium-bodied. Again, what I think makes this work, and which made pretty much all four of these wines work for me, is they were complex and well-balanced, restrained but not austere.
Mm-hmm.
Of the two labels, you're going to get a little more ready, hail fellow well-met from the Han. You're going to get a little more elegance and style from the Landmark. Both labels are terrific.
We're going to put these on the website. Let people check them out. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.